You're listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as a strong front approaches the area tonight. We have a warm day with a high 75 to 80 today. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Some of them could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. And you can definitely stay on top of that action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, maybe some morning clouds. Afternoon sunshine. 73 the high. Chilly. Jacket weather returns Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and maybe some more rain, perhaps, by as early as Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. So take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-6368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome into the second hour of News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
Steve Flowers in the house, an old political friend of mine, and just a friend, not just politics, but one of our favorite guests on here.
I'm glad to be here and glad to see you.
Are you glad to be above ground, Steve?
I'm glad to be here. I shouldn't have. I'm getting a little age on me, so I guess you can say that.
Well, what they say is it's better to be seen than viewed.
I like that. I never had heard that. I like that, Jay Campbell.
Steve, tell us what's going on. We were talking earlier in the program about the rumor floating out there that Jeff Sessions is kind of fiddling with the notion of running again for his old Senate seat. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my phone's been twinging all morning long, woke me up. People from Washington to Gulf Shores wanting to know what I knew about that. And I don't know any more than anybody else other than I do think he's seriously looking at it. I think he went to the field with a poll, or somebody in Washington did about 3 weeks ago. There was an in-depth poll in the field. And I think Trump knew about that. I think it's all this is being orchestrated out of Washington. And Trump sent a shot across the bow.
In that interview with Sebastian Gorka?
About 2 or 3 weeks ago. Because they knew they were going into poll with a field. And he said, he just doesn't like Sessions, obviously, you know. Now, Sessions is such a easy guy that he probably still likes Trump, you know. But, boy, there was a lot of acrimony in that whole dilemma. First of all, I can't imagine by in their right mind, even if Trump was a sane person, taking a job as Attorney General, leaving a 20-year seat, safe Senate seat, to be Attorney General for 4 years, at best.
Yeah.
If everything was harmonious.
Right.
Which tells me that Sessions does not love the Senate, like the way Shelby does. But I would never have done that. I was shocked he took that position. I mean, but he does like to be a prosecutor. That's his whole world. Yeah. When he was U.S. Attorney in Mobile, he loved that, and he loved being Attorney General of Alabama. But having said that, I think the encouragement's coming from Washington because they don't know Alabama politics up there. They just want to make sure this seat goes back in the Republican column.
Right.
And they think that he's the best bet, too. But my guess is it really wouldn't matter if Sessions, Tuberville, Byrne or Merrill is the Republican nominee, they're going to get 60-40 against Jones.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think Sessions brings any more to the table winning that.
The seniority, which apparently...
I don't think he gets it. That's the question right there. That's what all about. If he gets the seniority, then it's worth it for Alabama. If he doesn't get the seniority, it's not.
And he's not young. Hell, he's older than you are. He's older than I am.
He's 72 years old.
Yeah.
Now, he'd be 73 if he took office. I do think if he enters as a front runner.
Yeah, I do too. Absolutely. Does Byrne get out? Does Merrill get out?
My guess is that Byrne and Merrill drop back.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think Tuberville's in.
I do too.
I think Tuberville's in. I think Moore's in, although he ain't doing anything.
Yeah. He doesn't have to get his little basic 20%.
Yeah. I don't think that Moore cares who runs. I think he's going to run, but he literally has not done anything.
Is he running? I saw that announcement and played it live here on these airwaves. Do you think he's running just to, you know, my name was run through the mud, no one responded, or did he really feel like he should run?
I hear it's his wife. I hear Kayla is the one that is pushing him to run, you know, to clear his name or whatever.
I think it's a bad reason to run a campaign.
Well, I do too, but, you know, there are a lot of strong wives and husbands in politics.
I think Moy is like Trump in this regard. He really, there's no rhyme or reason to why he does something. I mean, so you sit there, we can sit there, try to figure out why he does it. It's not logical. Like, you might sit there and analyze a race and say, you know, we're going to get this many votes in the Wiregrass and this many in Mobile, and the polling shows, we say this on January the 14th, we're going to get this many points. Moore and Trump don't do that.
Yeah.
They just shoot from the hip and do whatever God tells them to do. You know, in Moore's case, God tells him what to do. In Trump's case, who knows?
You know. Well, you're not a Trump person.
I like Trump. I think he does a good job, but I think he's a little bit off balance, you know?
Yeah, I was on a horseback going to Damascus. All of a sudden, I was struck blind and knocked off the horse, and I was told what to do.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about Trump. I think he's very colorful. And if you're a Republican, your doggone show did the right choice in picking him. This guy's got a legacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two U.S. Supreme Court justices. I mean, that's pretty strong.
It is.
Two, and both of them in their early 50s, and will be moderate, conservative, pro-business Republicans for 25 years on the court.
I wonder if Eisenhower thought that about Earl Warren when he picked him.
I know it. Do you know, when Earl Warren was governor of California, Big Jim Folsom was governor of Alabama, and he went out to California and dated Earl Warren's daughter. Her name was Honey Bear. Honey Bear Warren, and Big Jim literally came back from California after dating Honey Bear Warren, and he was considered a playboy governor. He was tall, handsome, you know, 6'8". If you saw pictures of Big Jim in that era, he was strikingly handsome, and the only bachelor governor in the country, and. He came back from Hollywood, and they says, well, how did you like Hollywood? He said, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed looking down the sand and looking up at the stars.
different day.
That's what he told Chris. Just like old Bill Baxley. When Baxley went out to Las Vegas and won all that money.
Right.
Baxley loved Big Jim. He was his idol. All those liberal guys like Baxley and Siegelman, all of them that were liberal Democrats, they just worshiped Big Jim because Big Jim really was a progressive liberal Democrat.
Yeah.
Socially and politically. And Baxley had a photographic memory. I mean, he literally had a photographic memory. I mean, some people say they do, but Baxley is a genius. He finished Dothan High School at 16 years old. He finished University of Alabama at 19 and a half. He finished law school at 21. He was DA of Dothan at 23 years old.
Wow.
He literally had a photographic memory. And so he was able to count cards. And Baxley loved to go to Las Vegas, and he was counting cards out there. And he was up. This is why he was Attorney General of Alabama. He was out there in Las Vegas up over $100,000. He'd won $100,000, but he got to drinking too much.
Yeah.
And he got drunk, and he lost his memory. He couldn't count as well. And he got down to about 60. And the media came over to him, and we got off the plane in Birmingham. This is in the 1970s. He put a Big Jim move on that media. He says, General Baxley, we understand you've been out in Las Vegas. Yeah, I had a good time out there. He said, well, we heard you won some money. Yeah, I won $100,000. I got drunk and got down to 60. but I came out with $60,000. Well, do you think that's proper protocol and behavior for Attorney General of Alabama? He said, well, if you wanted a monk for Attorney General, you should have elected a monk. So we told him. Had you not heard that one?
I've not heard that one.
That's great.
I'd heard that he had big winnings, and then it dwindled down a little bit, but had enough sense to quit.
He did. But he told Birmingham media, he says, well, if you wanted a monk for Attorney General, you should have elected a monk.
You think some of these characters from the past could, not the political acumen or the intelligence, these sorts of things, but just the personality and doing things like that. You think they'd survive in today's environment with cameras everywhere?
I swear, I think you could. I think people would think it refreshing. I think Trump does that.
Right.
Trump's that way. Trump's just a bigger version of Big Jim. Except he doesn't say the same exact, you can't say exactly what Big Jim used to say, you know?
Sure.
Big Jim run around the state saying he's going to steal a little bit as governor. He campaigned. He said, no, Big Jim's going to steal a little bit. I ain't going to steal much of the rest of them, though.
What is that famous, his famous quote?
You play trap whiskey and women, you catch him every time.
That's right. Tell that story.
Well, it started off, he started off by saying, to show you if you use the word uninhibited and you put it in a dictionary, you could put Big Jim's picture by it. Because he was the most uninhibited, gregarious, colorful guy. But his demeanor would depict someone uninhibited. And you add the fact he stayed drunk most of the time, that's pretty uninhibited. I mean, he was literally drunk his whole second term. He'd be sober about one day a week, and they'd say, he's sober today, give him a sign, whatever had to be signed. But nevertheless, he was uninhibited. But during that era, textile manufacturing was the largest industry in the state of Alabama.
God, there were mills everywhere.
Every town had a shirt factory. But Big Jim was governor, and he was supposed to welcome the American Textile Manufacturers Association to a meeting they were having in Montgomery. And it was all the national executives from New York and everywhere. And Big Jim had been down in Mobile with his drinking buddies about a week, and he was heading back to Montgomery to give a speech. The only place to give a hotel speech was in the Governor's House Hotel. You remember that? Out there on the Southern Bypass. That's now gone. Or dilapidated or something, but that was the only nice hotel in Montgomery. That's where everything met. Joe, you're probably too young to remember that.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were meeting rooms in places like the Whitley, but that was what would be today kind of the convention center, mm-hmm. because people stayed there and they had a big hall there where you could have big meetings.
Big Jim was going welcome to the state, and somebody had written Big Jim a nice speech to give to the manufacturers, executives, and Big Jim had not seen the speech, and Troopers drove about 90 miles an hour to Montgomery, and he piled out of the car, and someone handed him a speech to give to the textile manufacturer. He got there reading it verbatim, full of all kinds of statistics. He said, I want to welcome y'all to Alabama today. He said, we got 400,000 people employed in the textile industry in Alabama. Means one out of every six jobs, 200. I'll be doggone. I didn't know that. And he threw his speech up and asked, oh, hell, y'all don't want to hear that anyway. What y'all want to see is them big old big mules and big planters trying to impeach poor old Big Jim. Just because old Big Jim wants to help the little man, wants to help the little farmer, wants to help people, poor teachers, get a pay raise, wants to help the little people get a pay, wants to get their roads paid because the farmers get their crops to the market. Them big mules and big planters who've been running this state for 40 or 50 years don't like Big Jim. And they're trying to set a trap for poor old Big Jim. And they got a hotel room in downtown Montgomery. And in that room, they got whiskey. They got the best whiskey you can find. They got bourbon. They got scotch. They got vodka. And they want to get Big Jim in that room and get him in that trap. He said, boys, next to him, they got women. They got the best-looking women you've ever seen. They got blondes. They got brunettes. They got redheads. They want to get Big Jim in that trap. He said, boys, I'm going to tell you something. If you bait a trap with whiskey and women, you're going to catch Big Jim every doggone time. I'm going down there right now. See y'all later. That's what he told me. He said, if you bait a trap with whiskey and women, you're going to catch Big Jim.
That doesn't remind me of Trump. It's amazing if you're just candid.
Yeah, they love it.
A little fun. People love it.
Well, they say, well, he's not just old politics. He's just telling us like it is, you know.
Yeah.
Those old farmers knew the government stealing money as governor, you know. There was no ethics law. And Big Jim said, yeah, old Big Jim's going to steal a little bit. I say he's going to steal much of the rest of them. Plus, I'm going to steal for you and you and you and you.
Right.
Because them big mules and big planters have been stealing from you all these years.
George Wallace used the term big mules, too, didn't he?
Stole it from Big Jim.
When he was talking about the Birmingham.
Birmingham Industries and the big planters.
And the power company.
Yeah.
And
the big banks. Big banks.
Yeah.
Big banks. Big mules. U.S. Steel. U.S. Steel owned Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so that's who bought it and built it, you know, and so they would get in the back room of a bank in Birmingham and decide who was going to be governor. Big Jim beat them. Beat the big mules and the big planters.
Did he serve two?
He was unique. Back then, you could not succeed yourself. You had to wait out 4 years. So we'd only had one other governor before Big Jim who served two terms. It was Bibb Graves, the education governor, had done it earlier in the century, had won a governorship for 4 years, waited out 4 years, and came back and won another four-year term. Big Jim had done the same thing. He'd won the 46th governor's race and came back. That Gordon Person served 4 years from 50 to 54, and then he came back in 54, won a second term from 54 to 58, and was coming back to win a third term in 62, but came on TV drunk the night before.
That's right.
And he was running against Wallace. Wallace was going to beat him that year. Wallace had the race issue, and race had become the issue, and Wallace had captured that issue, and he was going to beat him. Wallace was going to beat him anyway, but so Big Jim coming on TV drunk just sealed his fate, you know.
Well, and you said, I mean, he was drunk his whole second term, but this must have been really drunk.
He was drunk as Cooter Brown. He could not remember his children's name. He was introduced to seven children. He could not remember their names, and he sat there dumbfounded and just, he'd paid for 30-minute television show to get drunk on television. They'd all bought 30 minutes. Wallace was on at seven, and Ryan DeGraffenreid, who was the new candidate, who was a great candidate, ran second. He was on at 7:30, and then Big Jim came on at 8. 8 was kind of late for Big Jim.
He's been in the whiskey a while.
Since about 2, you know, and nobody, bless his heart, nobody had helped him get ready. Nobody was trying to help him. His hair looked like it hadn't been combed in 3 days, and he's staring at the camera. And just staring the camera down. They tell you on television, look in the camera, you know. I guess they told Big Jim that right before we got on the air. And he just stared that television camera right down and stared at it. Had a shock of hair hanging down. I was 11 years old. I was watching on television, my house in Troy. And I said, Mama, I called my mama back in the bedroom reading. And I said, Mama, I believe Big Jim's drunk. And she says, I know, son, he just acts like that. Cause she was for Big Jim.
Oh, okay.
And so I said, well, I don't know, Mom. I thought he can't remember his children's name. And I said, I don't know. I was 11 years old. I think he's drunk. And she says, he couldn't remember his children's names. They had to let him change courses, and he started talking about Wallace. And he was mad at Wallace because what you just said, Wallace was trying to steal his thunder on the progressive issues like taxing the big mules and everything. Because Wallace had actually been a progressive. He just knew the race issue was the horse to ride, and so Big Jim was mad about Wallace being a cuckoo bird. He said, Wallace ain't nothing but a cuckoo bird. Called him a damn cuckoo bird on statewide television in 1962. He says, Wallace ain't nothing but a damn cuckoo bird. And he started doing like a cuckoo bird on television for about 7 minutes, going, cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. He did it for 7 straight minutes, and he was weaving back and forth, looking in the camera, almost falling down and going, cuckoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's ain't nothing but a damn cuckoo bird. Cuckoo, cuckoo. And then I called Mama, and I said, Mom, you need to come see this. I you need to watch this. And she watched him do cuckoo for about a minute. She said, son, I believe you're right.
We have to go to a break?
Yeah, we do have to hit a break here. This part of the program brought to you by the Goodson Group, Bo Goodson, with his unique understanding of the River Region real estate market. Because, Bo Goodson has over 40 years, 4 decades of experience. And at the Goodson Group, they can not only help you buy or sell your property, all sorts of great listings at thegoodsongroup.com. They can also help you manage a property. Say you buy a place, want to use it as an investment, get a little extra income coming in, but you don't want to be the landlord managing it day to day. Well, the Goodson Group can take care of that for you. And I know from personal experience, they managed one of the properties I rented, and they were fantastic. I have to say a little better than my current apartment. The Goodson Group, fantastic folks over there. And also not just listing or helping people buy or sell properties or manage properties, they also have the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate schools here in the great state of Alabama. So again, check out the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson and his team over at thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call today, 551-0225, 551-0225. Again, that is the Goodson Group with Bo Goodson. Give them a call. Check them out today. More news and views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, and Steve Flowers after this quick break.
Bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember?
talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715. Or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Steve Flowers in the house telling us all sorts of good stories on air and off air.
Yeah, on and off. But even the off-air ones are not they're not censorable. I mean, he could tell them on air.
Yeah, I think some of them should be told on air. But here, 272-9228, folks, y'all want to get in. Should we go to one here?
Yeah, we should, and clear the board after that.
Hey, John. John DeVoe on the line. You're on with Steve Flower.
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
No,
hey,
Mark.
Jack.
Hey, John.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Fine. Good to hear your voice.
You as well. Peace and blessings to you. My sincerest and dearest, I always enjoy your stories.
Thank you, sir.
And your big Jim Folsom stories.
Thank you.
I always enjoy them. You know, they say in Japan they plan for the future at least 200 years in advance. The Catholic Church plans for the future at least 1,000 years in advance.
Who does now?
The Catholic Church.
Catholic Church.
Oh, Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they built their new cathedral in Washington, D.C., and they've been building it 100 years. They said they've been building that cathedral 100 years. I mean, that's more years than I've been alive.
Are you a Montgomery resident in all your life?
Well, a Montgomery Prattville resident all of my life. Part of my family lives in Prattville and part lived in Montgomery. And we were always back and forth between the two cities. I've always felt at home in both cities.
Yeah.
But I will say this, that I wanted to know if you've heard anything about who the governor is going to appoint as the new probate judge of Montgomery County, and how soon will that person take their position?
You know, I heard a rumor. Now, this is just a rumor. Somebody was speculating that Ed Kroll may get that appointment. Ran for mayor. Now, I don't know that. That's a name somebody threw out to me the other day at some reception or something I was at, and I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Now, is Ed Kroll over 70 years old?
Well, that's the other question about that.
Can you appoint someone over 70?
Can they serve? I think you can serve after you're 70. You just can't run. I think the law is you cannot run after 70.
That makes sense.
And
well, my thing is, I know he's a former general on the base, but is he qualified?
Well, I don't know if Montgomery, the statewide, you do not have to have a law degree, believe it or not.
Reese McKinney did not have a law
degree. So Montgomery does
Walker
not have,
Hobby did not
some
have a law
counties degree. Have a local bill that says you have to have a law degree, but statewide you don't. And so I don't. And Jack just hit the nail on the head. If Reese McKinney did not have a law degree,
I don't think Walker Hobby did either.
Okay, so
well, the thing that I think that's I hope the governor would take into consideration with her appointment. You know, probate judge Stephen Reed was supports same sex equality, and when the probate judge in a tall town in Elmore Town and stopped issuing marriage licenses to anybody to keep permission of the same sex people, those people had to come to Montgomery County to get married, whether they were gay or straight. And I do hope that the governor and her appointment would choose someone that is equally as supportive.
Well, she keeps her cards close to her vest, and you don't ever know, you know, what reason or rhyme or who, but it is her appointment, and I don't know, you know, if that'll be one of the questions she'll ask him or not. Kroll might be a safe. She's got that partisan thing to think about too, because Kay is a hardcore Republican, and but you probably cannot win a countywide race in Montgomery County as a Republican. So you know, Kroll might be a safe appointment because she wouldn't be appointed a Democrat. Kroll's never had to say what party he was a member of.
Right. Or J.C. Love, for that matter. I mean, he might be...
But Love may not want to do it since he's young.
He's practicing law. He's probably making more money there than...
Well, you know what Dick Cheney was...
John, we can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. Dick Cheney, when he was vice president...
Yes, sir.
You know, he had a daughter that was gay and was legally married to another woman. I want to say they had a child together.
I think they did. I'm not sure.
And they attended all those state functions together as the daughter of the vice president and as vice president's daughter-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Even though he's a Republican.
Uh-huh. But when you have a child chooses that union, people soften on that issue.
Yep.
They soften very, very quickly on that issue. They may think they're adamant about that issue, but then once they have a child, their position changes. I think Cheney probably is the same way.
Well, John, we appreciate the call. We got to move on.
All right. Peace and blessings to you, my sincerest and dearest, and to your whole global audience as well.
Yeah, well, we are global. Thanks, John. We appreciate it. Steve, I wanted to ask you, I was only 11 years old in 1966. But that was an interesting governor's race. I mean, because, you know, the governor's race was always decided in the Democrat Party,
right?
Because the general election, even though there was always a Republican on the ballot, it meant nothing. Alabama was a solid Democrat state. So, 1966, tell me how serious a contender Ryan DeGraffenreid was. I know that he was killed in an airplane crash during that election. And Lurleen was running, and they were both running as Democrats. And you had up-and-coming Republican Jim Martin running as the Republican nominee. Tell us what you know about that race.
That is an interesting year. Two caveats to begin with from a historical perspective to set the stage for that year. First of all, Alabama had a tradition
of someone running a get acquainted race, going back to what I mentioned to you earlier, that nobody could succeed themselves. See, if you could not succeed yourself, the person who ran second would win the governor's race the next time.
The next time,
they were running what was called a get-acquainted race.
Okay.
Because you couldn't get instant media identification by, there's no television, and there's no talk radio, there's no social media, so the only way to run is to get known and campaign and build you an organization. So you can go back to the 1920s. Even Bib Graves and Big Jim Folsom had run a get-acquainted race. Big Jim had run second in 42. Bib Graves had run second in 26. And going back all the way, the person who ran second won the governor's race because they would immediately start running for 4 years.
Because the person that beat him could only serve one term.
George Wallace was running; he had run a get-acquainted race. John Patterson had beaten him in 58. And Wallace went into deep depression. He woke up after about a week or 10 days, shaved, and looked in the mirror, and he said, "I got out sigged. I'll never get out sigged again."
So that isn't quite what he said, but we know what you...
He says, "I'm going to run as a racist candidate, a segregationist candidate in 62, and he was going to win that governor's race because he'd run a get-acquainted race. He'd run the 58 race, and so going back to that, when Big Jim came on TV drunk in 62, it was assumed it was a Folsom or Wallace race, but Ryan DeGraffenried was the most polished, unbelievably sharp candidate Alabama had seen in years and decades. Ryan DeGraffenried actually ran second. He beat Big Jim out of the runoff. So what DeGraffenried was in with Wallace in the runoff in 62.
I didn't know that.
He had barely beat Big Jim, finished third. So Big Jim had the drunk TV thing had beat him out of second place. He was going to finish second, but DeGraffenried came in second. So DeGraffenried had run a get acquainted race, and he took a page from Wallace. He started running the very next day, and he had the governor's race won. Lurleen Wallace would have never run for governor had Ryan DeGraffenried not died in a plane crash. Ryan DeGraffenried had every box in this state organized like it had never been organized. He had a box precinct in every box in Elmore County, Autauga County, Montgomery. He had a precinct captain. He was the most polished, organized. He was going. Nobody was even going to run against him. He was going to win the 66 governor's race. Wallace had actually spent the entire year of 65 trying to get the state senate to change the succession law so he could run for re-election.
I see.
And it was the most. It was the most cutthroat, toughest special. It was called the special succession session in 1965. Wallace threatened every one of those senators to pass the House. But he had a roadblock in the Senate, and one reason why it did, because all the state senators were for Ryan DeGraffenried.
Because he was one of them.
He was one of them, and he was their friend. And so they beat Wallace in the secession. Every one of those senators who voted against it lost re-election. Vaughn Hill Robinson was one of them.
Yeah, all right, that's right, from Montgomery.
He lost that race, and all over the state. Every state senator who voted against Wallace lost. But anyway, DeGraffenried had the governor's race won. He would go to every time, every group that sort of like John Merrill does now, he went to every time there were 15 people gathered together. Well, there was a small group, Rotary Club, up in DeKalb County, and he was flying from up in that area, and a big mountain. It was a February morning, a night, excuse me, and it was a treacherous flight. He had his own plane back then, had his own pilot. He was flying around the state in a governor's race, and... they told him at every airport, every person who was an airplane person, you cannot fly in this weather. And he convinced he and his pilot to get in the plane, and they flew. And as soon as they took off, they hit a mountain and crashed and killed both of them. They've got the remnants of that plane crash in the Fort Payne Library up there.
Really?
Mm-hmm, where he died. He died up around Fort Payne and. And I've been to speak to had a book signing up there, and they showed me all the museum where they've got all Ryan DeGraffenried's memorabilia where he was killed in that plane crash. But soon thereafter, Wallace ran his wife, Lurleen, and she won that race. Now, Jim Martin was the beginning of the Republican Party. He was the
Had he? I think he was elected to Congress in '64 from the Gadsden area.
He won the five of the. He was one of the five who won in the Goldwater landslide in '64. Now Jim Martin, if you remember, had actually won the '62 U.S. Senate race against Lester Hill. He ran for the U.S. Senate as a Republican in 1962, and the NBC News went on the air and says the South has elected the first Republican U.S. Senator in 100 years. Jim Martin has beaten the veteran Lester Hill in the U.S. Senate race. But 3 days later, there were boxes that came in from Walker, Fayette, and Lamar County.
Imagine that.
Where the boxes were 500-2, almost like Chicago. A guy named Mayhall, who was chairman of the Democratic Party, was probate judge of Walker County in Jasper, and he had gotten about six counties to recount their votes. And then Jim Martin was counted out. He had actually beat the veteran Lester Hill for the U.S. Senate in '62.
Do you believe he actually won?
I do. I believe he had the most votes, and I think they stole it from him.
Golly.
Wow. And I think they had counted him out. But
Jim Martin lived to be about 100 years old.
He was a great man.
I love Jim Martin.
One of the finest men. He was the John the Baptist of the Republican Party. What had happened is he'd gone to Washington. He was a young oil executive with Amoco Oil, self-made millionaire, came up and born in Tarrant. He'd fought with Patton in Europe, had risen from the rank of private to almost general, and working with Patton in World War II, come home and went to work for Amoco Oil, and he bought an Amoco Oil distributorship in Gadsden. He and Pat married a Miss Alabama named Pat from Clanton. I can't remember Pat's maiden name, but she was Miss Alabama, about 10 years younger than Jim. I think Pat may still be living.
I think Pat is still living.
And anyway, they had the same pew at the First Baptist Church in Gadsden for 50 years. And they both were there every Sunday. But Jim Martin was probably one of the finest men to ever get in politics. He became head of the Chamber of Commerce. And as a young man, and they went to Washington, and people don't believe this now, but our congressional delegation was very liberal and pro-labor, and they gave the Chamber of Commerce the back of the hand. Lester Hill refused to even meet with them. He'd become a very liberal. He and Sparrow.
Oh yeah, I thought
very liberal Democrats and New Deal Democrats, and so they were anti the Chamber of Commerce people. They would ignore them. Well, that made Jim Martin mad. He said, "We need a two-party system in this state." He came home and ran against Lester Hill, and it was 1 point one way or the other, whether you count the votes from Jasper. But Lister Hill went back for his final 6 years, and Jim Martin, 2 years later, won the congressional seat up around Gadsden, along with Bill Dickinson in the second, Jack Edwards in the first.
Armistead Seldon?
No, Armistead Seldon was a Democrat over in the Black Belt.
I thought he was a Republican.
No, he was a Democrat. He survived. But there were five of the eight congressmen. We had eight congressmen, and five of them were wiped out. George Grant was a congressman from here in the 2nd District. He was my mama's uncle.
Wasn't he from, like, Elba or somewhere?
Troy. He was a Troy lawyer, and he was born in Troy and was a Troy lawyer.
Are you kin to Arthur Joe Grant, who's an architect here?
Yeah, that's, well, Will Sellers' wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's my relative. Distant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love them.
We were all Grants, and mama was a Grant, and George Grant was a congressman for 28 years. Bill Dickinson beat him in the Goldwater landslide. So Dickinson won the 2nd District.
Was Grant liberal?
No, he was pretty conservative.
Yeah.
He was head of the Forestry Commission, a forestry committee, and he was ranking Democrat on agriculture and was chairman of the forestry. He'd passed the Smokey the Bear bill. And Dickinson made fun of him. He said, all he's done in 28 years is pass a bill named Smokey the Bear. You know? But let me tell you a story about George, though. Mama, we went to a Grant reunion after Bill beat him. Now, you know that's been around politics. The real money and power in politics has been in lobbying. And I learned this at a young age because we went to a Grant reunion, and George was there about 2 years after he lost a congressional seat. And they were paying congressmen $20,000 a year back then. This is in 1964. That's what, $25,000 a year to be a congressman in Washington. Well, that may have been good money back then, I don't know. But the day he lost, there was no revolving door prohibition. And this was in the paper. He went to work for the American Forestry Association as their lobbyist for $125,000 a year.
Wow.
In 1965.
Yeah.
So he died on a trip to England on a boat, but nevertheless, Mama saw him About 2 years later, she walked up and said, "George, I'm so sorry you lost." He said, "Gloria, it's the best thing ever happened to me." He said it with a smile, too. He said, "Gloria, it's the best thing ever happened to me." But Bill Dickinson won. Jim Martin won. Jack Edwards won in Mobile. So John Buchanan in Birmingham. And then there was a Glenn Andrews won a district up there.
Near Eufaula?
No, up around Anniston.
Okay.
He lost 2 years later. No, I'm sorry. Tom Bevel won that seat. No, Bill Nichols won that seat back.
Okay.
For the Democrats, but the rest of the four survived and stayed.
So Andrews was a Republican. Yep. George Andrews?
George Andrews was a Democrat for 25 years from Union Springs.
Springs, that's what I'm saying.
This was a guy named Glenn Andrews who served 2 years from the area up around Anniston, and Bill Nichols beat him 2 years later in 66. But the other four survived for over 20 years. Jack Edwards in Mobile, Bill Dickinson in Montgomery. Buchanan kept that 6th district, and Jim Martin. But Jim Martin was running in 66. They say if Jim Martin had run for the Senate against Sparkman that year. See, Jim Martin was the Republican in the state. He'd basically beaten Lister Hill in 62. And he won the congressional seat in 64. He chose to run for governor. He could have won the governor's race, the Senate race against this. I think he would have beaten John Sparkman in 66.
But he wouldn't have beaten Ron DeGraffenreid for governor.
Well, DeGraffenreid was out of the race.
Well, yeah, he died.
Lurline.
Okay.
See, Lurline Wallace was on top of his game. I mean, the race issue was at a crescendo. And so Lurline wiped the Democratic field out. There were 13 male candidates. She beat all 13 without a runoff in the 66 May primary. That's how strong the Wallaces were. So the word on the street was, back then, the Republican Party was considered the silk stocking rich person's party.
Right.
And Jim Martin was a segregationist. So the coined phrase was, a poor man's segregation will beat a rich man's segregation every day of the week. And that's why Jim Martin lost.
Perry Hooper Sr.?
We got to hit a break here.
He won probate judge in 64 in the Goldwater landslide.
Did he run against Sparkman in 66?
He ran. It was later on, but Hooper was part of that Goldwater landslide.
Yeah, I know he was.
Yeah, we do have to hit a break here. They were a little behind. 272-9228 if I want to get on the conversation. But I'm enjoying just listening. I figure a lot of the audience is, too. I'm learning a lot here, Steve. What is it, of Goats and Governors? And
yeah.
I've heard a lot of stories from it. I want to sit down and read it myself.
Well, it's called Goats and Governors, 6 Decades of Colorful Political Stories.
Okay.
New South Books here in Montgomery were the publishers of that book, and Randall Williams, who's the owner over there, edited the book and published it. It was, he gave the name Goats and Governors, because I talk about different stories, but I wrote it, 6 Decades of Colorful Political Story.
Well, I got to check it out myself, and I encourage folks to do. I actually just pulled it up here. There's one copy on an Amazon vendor, but
I'll let you mind to read.
Okay. Thank you for that, Jack.
Great
book. More news and views when we come back. More stories for Steve Flowers. Be right back, folks.
He's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery starting Friday, November 1st and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. On Friday, November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Consumer confidence is still strong this month, though the reading from the Conference Board is down slightly from a month ago. There's an encouraging reading on the housing market. The National Association of Realtors says the number of houses going under contract rose in September for the second straight month. Pending home sales rose 1.5% from August and up 3.9% in September from a year earlier. Shoemaker Steve Madden is reporting stronger sales in the summer quarter, and it's raising its quarterly dividend effective in December. Its stock is up 12%. There's another perk for Amazon Prime members. Amazon is eliminating the $14.99 monthly fee for grocery delivery for Prime members. It offers 1 and 2 hour delivery in most cities, and now it will expand that service. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as a strong front approaches the area tonight. We have a warm day with a high of 75 to 80 today. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Some of them could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. And you can definitely stay on top of that action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, maybe some morning clouds. Afternoon sunshine, 73 the high. Chilly jacket weather returns Tuesday night and Wednesday night. And maybe some more rain, perhaps, by as early as Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Cryer and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Steve Flowers had to run. He had an important meeting to go to.
He had an 11 o'clock meeting.
But it was a pleasure having him on, and we got to have him back. And I really do. I want to dig down into that book, Goats and Governors, and that way I can have a little more knowledge about.
Unlike many things in my house, I know exactly where that book is, and I'll bring it to you.
Yeah, get it to me. I would love to
read it. It's really a good book.
Love to read it. But let's talk about our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Let's do.
Sponsor of this hour.
Let's talk about young Kim Williams. I say that because she's decades younger than I am, and let's face it, who isn't? Anyway, Kim is in the home mortgage business. She studied under some of the big box banks, actually worked for some, so she knows the ins and outs of the mortgage business. Plus, she knows that you don't always get the service that you need or deserve from some of the big box bank mortgage companies, or even the large mortgage companies, where you call and you get an automated voice and you call an 800 number. When you call 567-4223, you talk to a live human who's going to help you figure out what your best options are for a mortgage for your home, whether it's the first time you bought a house, second, third time, whatever, or if you own a home currently and you want to refinance and get better terms and a better rate, you just need to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. That's Kim Williams and her staff. They are incredible. They have saved our audience hundreds of thousands, probably millions of dollars from folks that have called there to say, you know, I'm at this rate and these are my payments. Can I do better? And if you can't, Kim's going to level with you and say, nope, I think you've got the best deal that you could possibly get. Or she could tell you, I'm going to knock off three payments on the back, lower your rate by $700 a month, and get you a better interest rate. So, folks, if you're looking for a mortgage, whether to refinance or your first, second, or third time to get a mortgage, call Kim Williams, 567-4223. Visit them at alabamahomemortgage.com.
NMLS number 1586368, of course, an equal housing lender. Before we hit the top of the hour break here, Jack, breaking news, national news, breaking from the New York Times, but it has to do with Sweet Home Alabama, as folks say so often around here. Quote, this is the headline from the New York Times. A federal judge blocked Alabama's near total ban on abortions. Opponents of abortion want the case to reach the Supreme Court. We expected this. I expected this. I think Terry Collins, who drafted this legislation, expected this. But it is now official. A lower federal court has completely blocked the Alabama law, and it might make its way to the Supreme Court. But this,
how much is this going to cost the state of Alabama?
I do wonder that.
See, that's what ticks me off about these senators and state reps here in Alabama who want to make a statement. So they pass a bill that becomes law that is in conflict with federal precedent, and then it forces a lawsuit, which forces the Attorney General of Alabama to get involved, which costs us time, money, and resources.
Well, and the one thing I worry about, Jack, is a lot of people talk about Roe v. Wade, but they should look into Casey v. Planned Parenthood.